All right, we're looking at ideas for business. And this really is almost the most fun. I mean, once you start doing something, there's a lot of work and trial and error and failure. But in the realm of ideas, you can dream. And you can dream anything. Because it doesn't cost anything. And you haven't failed. You can dream the most outrageous dreams. And it's okay. And sometimes that's a good thing to do. Dream as outrageously as you can. So, Ideas for Business, Part 3, Dream Out Loud is the title of this one. Number 1, what ideas did you have for what you wanted to do when you were a kid? Don't you think back to when you were a kid? What did you want to be? A fireman? A person who builds skyscrapers? People in our country, they have the dream of becoming the president of the United States. I had a dream of being an astronaut. I grew up during that time when we were going to the moon, and I wanted to be the first person that went to Mars. That was my dream. I wanted to be a fighter pilot when I was in high school. I thought that would be a really cool thing to do. Okay, I didn't become any of those things. I didn't get to Mars. I've been in a plane, but that's about as far as it went. But if I think about that, what could I do that's related to my kid dream? Why did I want to go to Mars? I wanted to go to Mars because no one else had been to Mars. I wanted to go where no one had gone before, and I still want to do that. What could I do that people haven't done? So that's how I think about what business could I do? Christian Leaders Institute is one of those things. That it's something new. It's something different. It's something that goes beyond the ordinary. The ordinary is to have schools and brick and mortar. And most schools cost money. What a weird concept to actually offer education free. That's kind of going where people have not gone before. So what was your dream as a kid? And is there something related to that dream? Get back to that dream. Maybe there's something that you could do. What could you do related to that? If you could do your life all over again, what would you like to try in terms of making a living? I've often had this discussion with Henry. You know, if we could live our lives again, what would we do? I mean, I don't regret what I've done. I've enjoyed everything that I've done. I've spent my whole life in the nonprofit church world, one way or another. What would it have been like to be in the for-profit world? I sometimes wonder what that would be. I think I may have liked to be a lawyer. I like to argue. I like logic. That would have been fun. I had an experience once in a courtroom, and I wasn't interested going in, but in the middle of it, I was really interested. It was kind of fun for me. I think for myself, I would like to be an inventor. I love ideas. I like thinking about creating new things all the time. It'd be cool to have a business where that's all you did. You sat around and you thought about things, and then you had a group of people trying to make it happen. That would be really cool. Is there anything related to this idea that you could do? So what could I do related to this? Well, I'm sort of in that. I get to create courses. That's like inventing something. And when I'm done with one course, I can invent another one. So I'm sort of doing that. What could you do? What is it that you would want to do if you could do it all over again? But what is there that you could do sort of related to that? Who of all the people you know makes a good living doing something very interesting? So I think about people in my life that are making a good living doing something very interesting. I have a good friend, Joe, and Joe is from Missouri. He's one of 12 children. Grew up on the farm, didn't have very much, went in the Navy, didn't know what else to do, became a carpenter. Then he somehow got into the assessment business where banks would have him assess a building and look it over. And then he was asked one time to do that in Michigan about 100 different properties in a month. So he drove all around Michigan doing this assessment, and they paid him a couple hundred dollars for each one. And he fell in love with Michigan, so he moved here. And he kept doing this assessing thing, and he called banks. It was at the height of the foreclosure time here in the United States. And he got a bank to agree that he would go around and assess foreclosed houses, and the bank would pay him $9 for each one. So he hired people to do the assessment. It was a very quick assessment. They came with their phone. They took a picture. They answered like four questions, and then they went to the next one. He found this guy who could do software, and people could do 100 of these in a day. Well, they made $4, and he made $4. So they did 100 of them. They made $400 a day, and he made $400. Well, he got the banks to give him 30,000 houses a month. 30,000 times 4 is $120,000 a month is what he was making. Just from doing assessments, a simple little thing. He just sort of fell into it. He goes to our church, he wears bib overalls. Looking at him, you'd think he's the poorest guy in our church. But he just pursued the thing that he knew, doors open, and he just tried these things. Well, that's kind of interesting. I know somebody who makes a living blowing glass. He makes beautiful glass structures, and he spends all of his time making beautiful things, and he sells them at a ridiculously high price to wealthy people who want to put these things in his house, in their house. That's pretty interesting stuff. My third son, he makes a living making documentaries and doing commercials and videotaping interesting things. He gets to go to the women's LPGA tournament and do videotapes and interview people. He gets to interview really interesting people. He gets to go to businesses, and they have these big outings in foreign countries, and he goes and he videotapes. I mean, this is very interesting stuff, and he gets paid to do it. Wow. So think about people you know that are doing really interesting things that sound like fun and exciting, and they're actually making a living, and then is there any opportunity for you to do something in this same field? Is there something related to this that you could do, or something that would supplement them or help them? If you were independently, next question, if you were independently wealthy, you had no need for money whatsoever, what would you enjoy doing? What would you enjoy doing? I start to try to think about this. I think I would like to do art, maybe. I like art. I do some painting and so. I'd like to do some sculpture. I don't know anything about sculpture, but it looks interesting. Maybe some pottery. I like art. I like art. I like inventing things. Is there something related to this thought that I could do? I like art. I could do art. I could do paintings of people. I've done my own families. I do unique ones, different than maybe other people do. I could probably somehow do that. I don't know. What is it? What is your dream? What is the thing that you would love to do? It has nothing to do with making money, but this is, you know, we're only on this planet for 60, 70, 80 years. Why spend it doing all kinds of things you don't enjoy doing? God created you with gifts and abilities and a passion for things. Why not try at least? Doesn't always work out, but why not try at least to somehow put your passion, your interest, and your creativity and the things that you're good at, why not try to line those up with what you're trying to do and how you're trying to make money? Could it possibly work? What's your favorite hobby? Is there a way to make money related to this hobby? Again, I mentioned pickleball is something I play quite a bit. I play 3-4 times a week. I play in tournaments. I could teach, I suppose. I know some people who are doing that. I don't know if that's what I'd like to do. I like writing books. I like thoughts. I like putting organizing things. I could write a book on pickleball. In fact, but I like Christianity more than I like pickleball. Maybe I could write a pickleball /Christian book. I could teach people how to do pickleball, but in the process, I use it as a metaphor for Christianity. That would be interesting for me, because it combines something I like doing with a passion that I have, a passion for God and for His kingdom. Boy, if I could combine those two together, well, then I'd have something, wouldn't I? So, for you, what is your hobby? What is your passion? And can those things go together? I like golf, too. But I don't, you know, somehow I have to, how do I connect golf to the kingdom? Well, when you golf, it's really interesting. A lot of times you go golfing and you end up with people you never met before. And you are with them for 4 hours. They're a captured audience. So I thought, why shouldn't I should just come up with a really cool golf tract. Something that talks about golf, is funny, is humorous, is informative, but also gets people to think. I want people to think. You know, when I golf with a stranger, you know, we just hit the ball, and, you know, by the third hole, one of the guys golfing will say, "So, what do you do for a living?" And one guy says, "Well, I'm a banker." The other guy says, "I'm a teacher." And then it comes to me. And as I have to say, "Well, I'm a pastor." And you can see their minds, "Oh, pastor, I just hit the ball on the last hole into the water, and I forget what I said. I hope I didn't swear." People are concerned. They don't know how to react to the pastor thing. But then life goes on. And the holes go on, and you talk, and they find out you're an ordinary person. I'd like to have a golf thing that I could give them. Something cool, something related to golf, but something that leaves them thinking about what it is that I do and eternity and how... And golf can be a great metaphor for all of that. So, again, what is it that you do? What is your hobby? What is the thing you're excited about in terms of fun and sport and hobby? And how can you relate Christianity to it? And how could you make some kind of product? Okay, next question. What does your family like doing? I think about my family. My family's into music. My wife, incredible. All four of my boys, they're incredible musicians, singers, all of that. We love music. Is there a business that we could do together with music? And I think we could. I mean, they're all busy with other things, but I think if this is what we wanted to do, we could. We could go into the music business together. Well, what is your family like doing? Maybe it likes cooking. Maybe it, you know, that you know, maybe it doesn't matter what it is, and you just need to find something that your family can do together. A family business. I had a good friend who bought a food truck, and he'd go to these places, and he had his whole family working, and I would sometimes help him at a fair, and, you know, all of a sudden that supper rush hour, everyone's busy, and it was a lot of fun. Is there something that your family could do together? Final question. What are you good at? Just sit down with a piece of paper and write down, what are you good at? Well, I'm good at teaching, I think. I'm good at writing. I'm good at thinking and coming up with ideas. Write down what you're good at. Make a huge list. Don't be shy about it. What are you good at? Maybe you're good at organizing stuff. Maybe you're good at keeping track of things. Maybe you're good at keeping on top of those. These are things I'm not good at. See, I need people like that in my life. I'm good at coming up with things and dreaming things, but I don't put anything away. I mean, even here today, I brought all my notes and my books, and they're in a big, huge pile over there on the floor. They're out of the camera. Wally, the cameraman here, he had to push it all out of the scene. And it's all over there, a big mess. Maybe you're organized, and people like me need people like you. People need people to come in and organize their garage, their business, or whatever it might be. What are the things that you're really good at? Just list them all down. And then try to explore, how could you use those things? Why do something you're not very good at? The things that you are good at, the gifts that God has given you, is a clue that God has given you in terms of maybe a direction that you ought to go. So I've tried to help you in these last three videos to try to expand your mind I just read this book that was very interesting, and it was a TED Talk. I listened to this TED Talk, and this guy said that mild procrastinators actually come up with things more than people who are super organized and get right on the task, and people that totally procrastinate. He said mild procrastinators. And he said the reason why mild procrastinators do well is they don't right away get to the task. The organized person right away gets to the task, gets it all figured out, gets it all organized, and there's no room for change. The huge procrastinator procrastinates like crazy, and then he has no time to do anything, so he just does whatever, and that's good enough. The mild procrastinator is, while he's procrastinating, he's thinking about it. He's letting the things that happen in his life sort of influence what he might do. He's open to the possibilities. So I guess my encouragement to you is, you've heard all this stuff, you've taken some notes, you're taking some quizzes. Let all these ideas, write things down on paper, write what you're good at, write all these, follow all the things that we've been talking about. But then let it percolate for a while. And let God's spirit interact with your spirit. Who knows what you might come up with. So keep thinking, keep dreaming of the things that you might do. Thanks for paying attention again.